You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Saturday to you. I know you heard that noise. That was me moving my laptop. I didn't think it was going to make that much noise, but happy Saturday to you. The Sixers defeated the Brooklyn Nets last night, 120-116. You know, this game was a whole lot closer than I imagined it would be. The Sixers, they basically ended the game on a 7-1 run in order for them to win this thing. They were down by 13 at one point in the second quarter. That was the largest lead of the game. It was just close. That's all I'm gonna say. And I asked Joel Embiid about it, and I said, is it a little concerned? Because, you know, let's face it, you know, the Brooklyn Nets are one of the worst teams in the league, and the Sixers needed a 7-1 run to defeat the Nets. They also, the night before, they needed a 20-5 run in the fourth quarter to defeat the New York Knicks, who are also one of the worst teams in the league. And Embiid said, no, you know, you don't expect to blow people out. You know, this is the NBA. But, you know, the Sixers, you know, they have to win these games, and they have to win them going away. And I know sometimes you have rough ones, but when you have two of them back-to-back against inferior squads who are, both of them are tanking, you know, then you have to ask yourself, like, you know, what's going wrong? Is the Sixers, you know, are they getting better at this particular time? Now, again, you know, they have a game coming up, you know, this week. They got several of them. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, they could possibly, you know, just be in a little funk right now. But, you know, I expect them to play much better. You know, they're supposed to play a lot better. And you look at it, you know, they went ahead, what was it, 116 or 115 on a Robert Covington three-pointer with 35.9 seconds left. And then next thing you know, you know, T.J. McConnell hits a couple of foul shots, and, you know, Dinwiddie hits a foul shot, and B gets a foul shot, and that's how they win it. You know, they go up winning 120-116. So, you know, at the end of the day, the Sixers are going to tell you, like, hey, look, we got a much-needed victory. That's all that matters. You know, right now we're a half a game out of fifth place in the Eastern Conference, right? Which is true. The Sixers are sixth. The Washington Wizards are fifth, a half a game ahead of them. And then their Sixers are a game out of fourth place, trailing the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are the fourth place team in the East. And, you know, they're a game out with 14 games left. The Sixers, you know, they only play four teams. Of their remaining 14 games, they only play four teams with winning records. So, with that, all four of them come at home. So, you know, you factor in and you say to yourself, like, hey, you know, the Sixers should be fine if they just hold serve, you know, and beat the teams that they're supposed to beat, which are 10 teams. And then, you know, when the other four is kind of like a pick 'em, the Sixers should be fine if they go 10-4 the rest. But my concern is you can't keep having these close games to inferior competition, because one of them are going to snap up and get you. Another thing is you have Joel Embiid. He's playing with a sore hand. He's trying to make it seem like it's not that. They're trying to, you know, they don't want people to know that his hand is sore. But why else would it be wrapped up? And so here's a guy that all these games are important, But what you want to do is you want to go out there and you want to get a big lead. You want to take them out. You want to rest them. And then come live for another day, so to speak. You also want to do the same with J.J. Redick. You want to do it with Ben, all these guys. You want your horses, so to speak, to be able to rest and be refreshed for the playoffs. But as long as you allow these inferior teams to stick around, you have to play the horses, and you have to keep them on the floor. And, you know, so the Sixers just need to correct that. But Embiid, you know what? He showed me something tonight. His shot wasn't falling at all. He made 6 of 23 shots. However, he was 11 for 11 from the foul line, right? He had 19 rebounds, a career-high 19 rebounds. 7 of them were offensive, right? He scored 23 points. He had 4 assists. He had 2 blocks. He had 1 steal. And his plus-minus was a 20, which is great. And then you look at J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick had 23 points. His plus-minus was a 23. He was 3 for 6 on 3, 7 for 13 overall, right? He was 6 for 7 from the foul line, right? Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons came 2 rebounds shy of recording his 3rd consecutive triple-double. Ben had 21 points, 12 assists, 8 rebounds. He had 3 steals and 2 turnovers. Embiid only had 1 turnover, right? As a team, the Sixers only have 5 turnovers. That's a season low for them. That's great. So, you know, and then the hero of the day was Robert Covington. Cove had 10 points. He was 2 for 3 on 3s, 4 for 5 overall. Dario Saric had 9. Justin Anderson, I mean, what can you say about Justin? You know, Justin Anderson is a guy who, in my opinion, needs to play off the bench every game. Now, there's some people who have been critical of him and saying that, like, you know, his game it lacks some things. But, man, I don't know what you're saying, because Justin Anderson is a defender. He's a physical guy. He's an approved 3-point shooter, and he's a guy who can help the Sixers in the playoffs, right? Now, his plus-minus wasn't that good, but when you look at it, he was 3 for 5 on threes. He had 11 points. He shot 4 for 7 overall. He had 2 rebounds. He had a steal, right? You know, so I think that having him on there, on the floor, is going to help this team, right? Now, the 76ers are going to be off tomorrow, Saturday, because of the back-to-back. They don't practice after back-to-back. And then they're going to be off on Sunday. So this is a great time for them to get their rest. They're going to be extremely well-rested, you know, heading into, you know, next week. You know, when you factor in and you look and you see what Embiid was able to do when his shot wasn't falling, you know, I think that that's something that's commendable. I think that that's something that separates him from others. And then what happens is they're going to be well rested, and then they're going to entertain the Charlotte Hornets on Monday, right? And then they're going to be off on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, they have Memphis at home and Orlando on the road on Thursday. So, you know, this Memphis game could be a little tough one. If they play the way they played tonight and last night, or excuse me, if they play the way they played on Friday and Thursday, they're going to have a tough time with Charlotte. Now, Minnesota, that's going to be a tough one on Saturday. I mean, I think the crowd's really going to have to get into it. Then they play Denver the following Monday. That's going to be another tough one. So, you know, we'll see what the Sixers can do. You know, I had them winning 5 in a row. You know, they won 2. I had them also winning the Charlotte, the Memphis, and the Orlando. But, you know, if the Sixers continue to play the way they have been playing, I think it's going to be tough for them. But, hey, y'all, enjoy your weekend. I'll be back on Monday to talk to you. Have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.